I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The great Eddie George, Buckeye.
What's up, man?
Doing good, man. Quarantine. Trying to figure out what to do around the house next. I've already organized my pantry in alphabetical and in color order. Going out to the golf course when I can and working on my short game.
Okay. I don't think you're joking either. I think you're actually really doing that. Or organizing your pantry.
I'm not doing organizing.
All right, good. Good. I was gonna feel bad for you for a second.
It's rough, huh? It's tough, man.
Just the first in our history, I guess, in our generation, that we've ever experienced anything like this. So there's no book written on this of what to do, but stay safe, stay in the house, and stay close to your family, and try to come out of this thing, you know, being productive and constructive as possible, man. So it allows you to be really creative during these times, you know? So
yeah. It's a good way of spinning it, I guess. Appreciate the positive spin.
Yeah. But I know you guys in New York right now, so I can imagine what's going on up there.
It's brutal. I mean, Jersey's not too far behind, but we'll get through it. You know, we rallied after 9/11. It's what we do. We get up, we shake it off, and we plow forward, man. There's two options. You either fight or you retreat. And we know which direction we're going. It's an easy one. We're going forward.
You're right. As long as everybody's being smart and staying safe, and we hope that you're doing that. As well, Eddie. Look, we've talked a lot this last really couple weeks as football, the NFL, has been the only game in town with free agency and guys moving around. Tom Brady's now a Buccaneer. But the draft is upcoming, and BT and I have been discussing how this is going to be affected by being virtual. I don't think it'll be that big of a deal for those teams that are ready. But the team that you're closest to, the Tennessee Titans, feel like they should be ready. What do you see them doing in this draft, Eddie? Obviously, they got their quarterback in Ryan Tannehill. Surprisingly, nobody saw that coming before last year. Derrick Henry signed his franchise tag. Where are the Titans right now? Because they were great at the end of last season.
Yeah. TP finished off strong. They had a nice run. They can go a lot of different ways with the, I think they're in the bottom half of the draft. I think they're picking like in the 20s. I'm not sure exactly which pick, but there's a lot of flexibility in what they can do. They can go after offensive tackle after losing Conklin to free agency, lost him to the Cleveland Browns. They can also get another corner. Which they can never have, especially in this conference. You always need really good corners in this league in terms of depth. I can also foresee them going after edge pass rusher. That's something that they've missed in terms of the AFC Championship game, was not able to apply enough pressure on Patrick Mahomes. The running back, a change of pace back. They don't have a guy that Deion Lewis wasn't what they thought the third down back is, a change of pace guy. Once Derek goes out, have a guy that can run the ball. He can be an asset in the passing attack, can catch out the backfield, and can block and all those good things. So there's a lot of different ways they can go with that pick. But my guess is they're going to pick the best available player. And that could be running back, corner, or edge rusher, something that they need.
So we're talking to the great Eddie George, Heisman Trophy winner, terrific running back, just played with all heart and obviously incredibly talented, but just a beast. And he's with us here on the show, good friend of the show, Tiki and Tierney. But you glossed over a couple things there, Eddie, that I've got to circle back to. So you mentioned Conklin, you moved on. You mentioned Tannehill, we glossed over it. I need to know, like, more directly, with more substance, why didn't the Titans retain Conklin? I mean, was it just money? Because he only signed for 4 years with the Browns. He's absolutely just entering his prime, from at least from a numerical number Why were they so willing to let Conklin walk out the door?
I don't think they had the money, honestly. I think they have to pay Derek. I mean, they franchised Derek, mm-hmm. but that's not a closed door. That's not that they're going to negotiate through that. I think he signed that 10-year to say, okay, I'll sign this in the good faith that we're going to continue to work toward a long-term deal, however that looks. Mm-hmm. They signed Tannehill to a record in terms of paying a quarterback for our franchise. And I don't think they had enough money or wanted to pay in that regard. Or they probably figured that, you know, there was enough depth in the draft at offensive tackle where they can go get somebody and replace them in that respect. So yeah, that was kind of shocking to me. But, you know, John Robinson and Mike Vrabel, they both have a great idea of what their roster wants to look like. They know the players inside and out, and they figure that, hey, you know, at this point in time, he's expendable. We can go seek another deal somewhere else, and we can put that money in other areas because they still have to work through getting Derek signed for a long-term contract.
Okay. Yeah, how much do you think Derek is going to ultimately get signed for? The running back position is odd right now. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
It is.
He led the league in rushing. He's an impact player. We know that. But what is it worth now?
It's funny because each team is different. Mm-hmm. Some teams build around the running game. Some teams don't. You know, Kansas City is built around a quarterback, and the running game complements that. For the Tennessee Titans, that is their identity. They run the football. It depends on how much value they put into it. Now, the going market for it, what Tiki signed a couple of years ago and with Todd Gurley, they set the bar for that. I think it could be somewhere in that area. The question is how long were the guarantees surrounding that? Derek is a unique player. He's just now entering his prime. He really only played in terms of real-time football a year and a half. He split time for carries in the earliest career with DeMarco Murray.
Yep.
So he's still relatively young, and he's just now entering his prime. Now, we know over time, as running backs accumulate carries, your skill diminish and your value diminishes along with that.
Yep.
That being said, is now how will the Titans protect themselves on the back end of that? You know, you want to compensate him for the job that he's done and what he can do for you in the next 2 to 3 years. But then as time goes on, how do both parties kind of deal with that back end of the contract? And that's what it comes down to. So I think it'll be in the area of an Ezekiel Elliott type of money with those type of guarantees. Of course, they're going to have some triggers in there where they're protected, you know. Nowadays, they say a guarantee is only a guarantee. The ifs and buts are around the guarantee. It's not a guarantee. You know, if you're on the roster by March 31st, it's really not a guarantee. So you've got to find out where the real money is and where the funny money is and feel comfortable about that.
Yeah.
We're talking to Eddie George. Eddie is with us here on Tiki and Tierney. You got
sticking to the offensive side of the ball. Ryan Tannehill had that unbelievable comeback player of the year season. You know, whether or not he deserved the comeback player of the year, we debated this a few months ago, but, you know, can we expect the same from him? You know, what made him so good this season after so many doubts for really the entirety of his career?
I think it's a combination of a lot of things. I think the pressure, like it was in Miami, complimentary parts. You know, the offense didn't run through him. Didn't rely on him. Mm-hmm. Relied on Derek Henry in the running attack and the offensive line. All he did was have to not – he didn't have to go in there and not mess it up. Make a couple plays here there with his legs. Make a few throws on third down. And now I think now that it's in his hands and he now has a second chance at life, I'm pretty sure – he's going to approach the game a lot differently than he has in Miami. I don't know how he was down in Miami in terms of his work ethic and being in the first guy in, last one to leave and becoming a leader. But I think he feels like this is his second opportunity. When you have that second chance, you want to approach it a lot differently with a different sense of appreciation, with a little bit more paying attention to detail, really focusing on your craft and developing chemistry with the receivers. The one thing that Tannehill can do, he can throw it. He can spin it. He's got a strong arm. And the question is now, can he get into a good chemistry, a good rapport with his receivers and the surrounding pieces and parts to really have the offense designed around him? He has the arm talent. He has the ability to move with the plays to escape pressure. Now the question is, can he take it to another level of owning the offense and really becoming that quarterback that they pay for him to be over the next at least 3 to 4 years? So that remains to be seen. But I think he can do it because he's shown flashes of doing it in the second half of the season. Now he knows that he's the guy. He got paid for it, and I think he's going to embrace being the guy moving forward.
I agree. You know, there were some flashes in Miami, and you talk about how he can spin it. He's got a good arm. He is a good athlete. We saw a couple times last year lower the pads and get in the end zone. He's not afraid to take a pop and keep going, so you know he's tough. You know the guys in the huddle respect that. So he's got the arm. He's got just enough wiggle. I'm not saying he's Michael Vick, but he's got enough wiggle.
No.
He's smart, and he's tough. So to me
– he's a leader, too.
And he's a leader.
Leadership ability.
Yeah. So, Eddie, to me, those are five things that – yes, the circumstances will need to be aligned for the Titans to maybe win a Super Bowl. He's not going to win, you know, 45 to 42 and outshoot Mahomes and throw for 470. That's never going to happen. But he's just a lot better than people thought. I think people slept on him. I thought they discounted how poor maybe the circumstances were in Miami when he was drafted, a couple of different coaches and coordinators. I like the guy. I really do. I think he's a very good player. I like Ryan Tannehill. Do Titan fans believe in him?
Oh, they do. They do. I mean, I don't think it's a matter of the fan base saying, oh, he didn't deserve his money. I mean, he got them as far as he's ever been and since 2003. In terms of the AFC Championship game. So the fan base can't be upset behind that. Now, they just have to be okay, now that he got paid, how is he going to perform? And I believe in my gut that he's going to really take advantage of this opportunity because of all the things you just said. And I believe, you know, you see it in this league all the time. Guys resurrect their careers, you know, getting a fresh start somewhere else.
Yeah.
And I think Marcus Mariota going to the Raiders is going to be a great thing for him. We might see the same thing out of him as we saw out of Ryan Tannehill by not having all that pressure on you and listening to what the fans are saying and what the other coaches are saying. You just, you know, the chatter can get into a player's head to where you completely lose confidence.
Okay. Well, listen, Eddie, certainly appreciate you, buddy. Stay healthy. Stay sane. Always appreciate you carving out some time. Next time we have you on, we'll get some Buckeye talk mixed in there nicely. So, appreciate you, Eddie. Thank you very much.
Man, blessings to y'all. May y'all be safe.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.